Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. We are up to Siv Gimel. Top line on page Kuf Nun, which is the page following 298. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, L'chadchila tzorech likros kriya shma miyod b'tzeis ha-kolchavim. L'chadchila, the best time to read kriya shma is right away by tzeis ha-kolchavim. Uzmano archatzi halayla, but the zman of Kriya Shema really extends till chatzos. Vim ovar ve'echar, and if one did the wrong thing and he delayed, the kara ad shelo ola amar hashachar, and he read it at some time before dawn, yotzei dechavaso, he is yotzei eschiv. So we have three dargos over here in the Mechaber. We'll discuss it in great detail in the Mishabura. L'chatchila, you read Kriya Shema with tzeis ha-kolchavim. Second best is the proper time is till chatzos. If you do the wrong thing and you delayed past that, you can still say Kriya Shema until Amud HaShachar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chavav Miyad B'Tzeis HaKolchavim. Again, the L'chatchila time is right away by Tzeis. The Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvos. That is just because of the Maila of Zrizus. Sif Kadon Chav Zayin is Ad Chatzi HaLayla. You are 100% Yotzei until chatzos. Pirush. The Rabbanon Godru. The Rabbanon made a geder. They made a fence, a precaution. Sha'osar lehisacher b'kriya shma b'yosem echatzos. So you're not allowed to read kriya shma after chatzos. You must read it before chatzos. Shelo lovo lidei michshol. They were concerned that a person might stumble. He might forget about kriya shma, and therefore they said you must read kriya shma by chatzos. The imisacher, if one delayed past chatzos, mikri over al divrei chachamim. He is considered someone who went against what the chachamim said. Avol ad chatzos leka isura imisacher. But up until chatzos, there is absolutely no iser if you delay from tzeis ha-kolchavim till chatzos. Elo shelo nikra zaris v'kana. But like we said, you're not called a zaris. So right away by tzeis ha-kolchavim, you get the extra mile of zrizus, but it's still 100% fine if you delay the kriya shma up until chatzos. V'hainu b'yoshev v'eino oseg ba'achila o b'malacha ha-mitredes. But says the Mishnah Berurah, very importantly, that which we say there's no problem waiting until chatzos, that's only if you're sitting around and you're not eating or doing any malacha that can get you busy. But if it's after tzeis and you're sitting around and you're eating or you're doing some malacha that you can get carried away with, like we learned earlier in Reish Lamed Beis, Medina Aser Megiyas Man Kriya Shema. That Meikar Adin is Aser once this man of Kriya Shema comes to Kanal B'Sebeis. So that which we say, you're 100% fine if you push it after Tzeis HaKolchavim until Chatzos, that's only if you're not doing any activity that is forbidden during that time. But obviously, if you're doing anything that's forbidden, so that would be a problem. Sivkoton Chov Ches Vim Ovei Ve'echar. So once you get past Chatzos already, you're doing the wrong thing. Diminatora Lukuli Alma Zmana Kol Halayla. Really, Midaraisa, everybody agrees that you have the whole night to say Kriya Shema. The word of Vishach Lecha in Kriya Shema is Mashma so long that people are sleeping. And that's the whole night. So Midaraisa, you really have the whole night. And that's why if you did the wrong thing and you went past Chatzos to Amar HaShachar, you are Yotzei. Sivkoton Chavtes Achelo Olo Amar HaShachar. As long as it has not yet reached Alos, you're okay. Mishum Demairi Ba'avar. Because we're discussing over here where you did the wrong thing, the Hainu Bipshia, that you were negligent, Nokar Acha Lo Allah, that's why we only give you up until before Alos. Ava Benenas, but if it was some kind of Ones, it was an accident, it wasn't your fault, Afilu Achar Sha'Allah Amar HaShachar, even after the time of Amar HaShachar, Rakshu Kodem Anetz, as long as it's before sunrise, Nami Kore V'Yotzei. You can also read Kriya Shema B'Yotze Uked El Kameh B'Sivdal, like we'll see in greater detail in a moment when we see Sivdal. But talk to Mishnah Berurah over here, that which we say that you should read it by Tzeis, that is Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvos. Between Tzeis and Chatzos is 100% fine, as long as you're not doing any activity that's not allowed to be done then, like eating a Suda or any of the Malachas that we discussed in Reish Lamedeis. Beyond that, so you're doing the wrong thing, but you have until Alos. But that's only if you're doing the wrong thing and it wasn't any kind of ones. If it was an ones, you have even longer than alos. You have all the way up until Netzachama, until sunrise. That is a summary of Siv Gimel. I'd like to look at note number 47. In this class, last case where it was an ones, where you're allowed to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis even after Alos, before Nates, so the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier in Siman Nun Ches, Shelo Yikra Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Ba'oso Zman. You should not also read Kriya Shema Shel Shachris during that time. Shekevon Sha'osas Osa Shal Laila. Once you made the time between Alos and Nates into night by saying Kriya Shema Shel Laila, Ef Shor Lachzor V'Lalos Osa Yom. You can't make a day. So that is some kind of period that you could really say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis if you're an Ones Solem, and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris if you're an Ones. You could also move it earlier, as early as Alos. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch way back when, that you can't do both. So if you're taking this case over here, and you're saying your Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Alos, you better make sure that you're not saying your Kriya Shema Shel Shachris during that time period. Now if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal is Zman Ar Chatzi Halayla. This is going to be a halacha that said the real zman is only until chatzos. Hamechaber sasam kedas haRambam vaSmag. The mechaber over here is writing it stam like the sheet of the Rambam and the Smag. Udelo kedas haRashba vaRosh. Unlike the sheet of the Rashba and the Rosh, the sviru that they hold the low kaimulon kechachomim, that we do not go like the chachomim the osu siog al chatzos. That they make this gedder and they say you must say until chatzos. They argue. The Ayin Mishagas Arye Simendala Jedaito Ladina Kedas HaRashba VaRosh. The Shagas Arye is of the opinion like the Rashba and the Rosh. The Herich Lidchos Divrei HaBeis Yosef B'Mashehevi Raya L'Das HaRambam. And he speaks at length to push off the Raya of the Beis Yosef that goes like the sheet of the Rambam Ayin Shom the Sof HaTshuva in the Shagas Arye. Now if you skip down about 10 lines or so, he writes, "Ube'emes yesh od kama gedolei harishonim de kaima b'shitas haRambam v'asmakanal." There are really many other gedolei rishonim that go like this sheet of the mechaber that's following the Rambam and the Smag. Halohema haRamban b'molchamos v'asmak v'Rabbeinu Yeruchim v'Abudraham v'Ma'ayin heita b'divrei harif yireh shegamu omi b'shitazu. Even the Rif holds this sheet that you really should only say Kriya Shema Til Chatzos. Ubevadei ein lidchos kol divrei harishonim hanal mehalacha. For sure, one should not push away all of these Rishonim. However, Omnam Matsasi Shagam HaRosh VaRashba Lav Yechidoyim. It's not like on the other side of the coin, the Rosh and the Rashba are alone. Shekei Nimsa Kedivreim Betosas Rabbein Yehuda Uberiyashu Beshadagiborim Mikom Okom Ruba Diravasa Kaima Beshida Shulchan Aruch. So there are other Rishonim that also go with the Rosh and the Rashba, but Lamaisa, most Rishonim do go with the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, V'chein B'derach HaChayim, V'chay Odom, Etiku Divrei HaShulchan Aruch LaHalacha. But here's the Iker point that we want. It's a major Machlokas Rishonim if one has to be Makbid on Chatzos, or one doesn't have to worry about it, he could just say it L'chatchila all the way until Alos. Bottom line, Uvim V'kom HaDechak, in a pressing situation, kigon shu malame Torah la'acherim, a person is teaching Torah chayagavna or something similar, efshur it's possible the yocholismoch al shitas harosh, that you can rely on the sheet of the rosh la'acher ad acharei chatzos and delay your krishma till after chatzos v'chein mashu v'bogin yiborim. So the point of the Bir Halach is, even though the Mechaber is writing Psalm like the Rambam, there is this other Shita of the Rosh and the Rashba, even though they are certainly the minority opinion, it's not of the As Yochid, there are other Rishonim that agree with them. And therefore, when it comes down to it, if a person is teaching Torah, he gets delayed, he can rely, B'Shas Atchak, on the Rosh and the Rashba, and say Kriya Shema L'Chatchila, even after Chatzos. Now we go right through in the Mechaber Siv Dalet. Hakore Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Achar She'olo Amud HaShachar Kodem Anei. A person who is reading Kriya Shema at night, but he's reading it in the morning, after Amud HaShachar, before Neitz HaChama, what's Neitz HaChama? Pirush, Yitzias HaChama, sunrise, Me'inyon Heinetzu HaRimonim, when the Rimonim come out, so when the sun comes out, so he's reading Kriya Shema Shel Arvis between Alos HaShachar and Neitz HaChama, Lo Yotze Yedei Chavaso, Zokta Mechaber, he's not Yotze, he's Chiyav of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Ela Imkein Hoya Onus, like we just saw before, unless he is an ones. So it comes out very interesting. If you want to read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Los HaShachar, before Neitz HaChama, it only works if you were an ones. What's an example of an ones? Kagon, Shikor, Ochola, the Coyote, but had a person was drunk, he was sick, he couldn't say Kriya Shema earlier, then he's allowed to say Kriya Shema after Alos, as long as it's before Neitz. Then the Mechaber says, V'onos Shekara Oz, an ones that is reading Kriyas Shema after Los Hashachar, Lo Yomar Hashkivenu. He should not say the last bracha because Kriyas Shema Hashkivenu, the Kevon Sha'ola Amud Hashachar. Since it's already dawn, it's Amud Hashachar, Eino Zaman Shchiva, it's not a time for lying down, it would be inappropriate to say the bracha of Hashkivenu. The Ramah says, Aval Sha'or HaBrachos, but the rest of Birlas Kriyas Shema, the Hainu, Shtayim Shalifnei Kriyas Shema, the two brachos before Kriyas Shema Shal Arvis, Ubirchas Emes Vamuno, which is afterwards, Ad Hashkivenu, all the way up till Hashkivenu, Omer, you can say all the Birchas Kriyas Shema together with the Kriyas Shema between Alos and Eitz, if you were Ba'ones, you only can't say Hashkivenu, V'ayin La'el Simen Nuches Sivhei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Lamed, Lo Yatza, a regular case where you're not an ones and you say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis after Los Hashachar, you're not Yotze. The after min haTorah karinon b'shat b'cha ad hanetz, even though midaraisa we would call upon the time up until sunrise b'shat b'cha, mishum de'ikadayim mitzvah anoshim de'gonu b'hishayta, there are still some people that are sleeping until sunrise, so it would be called b'shat b'cha, mikol makom still, Heicha de lo itnis, in a case where you were not an ones, bitlu chachomim mimenu mitzvahs kriyashma al she'echar kolkach. Because you delayed so much in doing your mitzvah kriyashma, Chazal took away your opportunity. Ve'eno yotze yideicha vasu shub b'kriyasa. If you were not an ones, you did the wrong thing, and therefore Chazal say, even though midaraisa, it's a zmano b'shach b'cha, people are still sleeping, they say you're not yotze. Sivkatan lamed aleph. If you are Yotze, we said it's fine. What was the case? If it was an ones, you're fine. What was the case of ones? We said a person who's drunk, a person who's sick. V'afilu nishtaker la'acher she'egiyaz ma'a kriyashma. Zot the Mishabura, even if the person got intoxicated after the zman of kriyashma started already. Tahainu mitzeso kochavim ve'eloch. He did the wrong thing. He should have said kriyashma right then before he started drinking. He did the wrong thing. He started drinking after tzeso kochavim. Nami eno b'chlal mezid. This person is still not considered a mezid. Dikasavra adayin yeshuhut shebesokach yofu yeno. He thinks he's starting to drink 10 o'clock at night. Alos hashachar is 4 in the morning. He thinks there's plenty of time for the wine to go away from him and he'll be okay. And therefore, if he's not okay, he would be considered an ones and he can wait till after alos and say kriyashma. Aval b'nishtaker zman mu'at kodem alos hashachar. But if a half hour before alos or a little while before alos, then he gets intoxicated, she'iyevsher b'shok etana kazo l'hafik shechruso, it's impossible for the effects of the wine to be dulled in such a short amount of time, lo have ones, that is not called an ones, v'lo yotze yidei chavaso. So you have two drunk people that want to recreate Shema etter alos hashachar, the one who got drunk at night, and it lasted a little bit longer than expected, he would be allowed to. But the one who got drunk close to the morning, and he wasn't thinking, that's not called an ones, that's a pshia, he would not be yotze kriyashma after Los HaShachar. So the person who is allowed to say it, we said in the Mechaber, he cannot say the bracha of Ashkivenu, Sifkot Lamebez, Mizbor Baposkim, the Poskim explained, Dafilu im yirtze ledalek tevas hashkivenu. Even if you wants to leave off that problematic word of hashkivenu, which is inappropriate after Los Hashachar, ula haschil min v'saknenu be'etze. He wants to start mamish with the next words. Nami eno nochon. It's not proper. Why is that? If katan lamid gimel, because it's eno zman shchiva. Rotzalom and mitzvah say eno zman shibnei adam hochem lishkov. After Los Hashachar is not a time that people are lying down to go to sleep. That it should be shayach to say about that zman the bracha of hashkivenu, which is talking about going to lie down to sleep. However, it is considered the zman of shchiva lagabe the mitzvah darais of kriyashma. Diksiba b'shach b'cha, where it says when you're lying down, da kavana kol zman sheb ne adam shochvin, because there it's referring to the time when people are still sleeping. Va'adayin yesh mikzas b'ne adam shochvin kanal, we said before. So in terms of kriyashma, even though it says b'shach b'cha, there we understand it, the oraisa, that so long that people are still sleeping. After alos hashachar, people are still sleeping, and therefore if you were an ones, you can't say kriyashma. But ashkivenu is mashma loshon, that people are going to sleep. People are not going to sleep after Los Hashachar. They're continuing their sleep. They're not going to sleep. Kriyashma is in. Hashkivenu is out. Even if you want to skip the first word, still not kedai. Sivkotan Lamidala, the Ramah said, the rest of the brachos of Kriyashma, which is the two brachos before Kriyashma Shal Arvis, and the brach of Emes Ve'emuno, which is after Kriyashma, until Hashkivenu, you can't say after Los if you're an ones. V'lo yomar baruch Hashem le'olam. However, you should not say the added bracha of baruch Hashem le'olam. V'gam shmona esrei lo yispalo. You also should not daven shmona esrei at that time. Tetfilas arvis nitkana rak bishvil laila. Marav was established only for the nighttime. Umikevan sha'ola amud ha'shachar yom hu l'chol davar. Amud ha'shachar starts today. Marav is out. You could say kriyas rashal arvis, but you cannot daven shmona esrei. Very important note over here, note number 50. V'lochein, therefore, im omed karov lalos ha'shachar. You are standing now a few minutes before alos, and you realize the adayin lo espal arvis. You realize the 4 minutes before alos. Oh my gosh, I forgot to daven marav. The ein lo zman kodam alos hashachar. You don't have enough time before alos. Gam likro kriyashma. The gam lispal tefilah shmoneh esrei. You don't have time for both. You can't daven shmoneh esrei and say kriyashma. Zot kaf achayim yesh lehispal kodem tefilah shmoneh esrei. You should daven shmoneh esrei alone first before alos hashachar. Kevon shel hispalel eno yochol achar alos hashachar. Like we just saw, once alos hashachar comes, shmoneh esrei is out. So chaperayin the shmoneh esrei before alos. Aval likro kriyashma yochol laachar alos hashachar. However, kriyashma, assuming you were ones, you would be allowed to say after alos. So a person realizes 6 minutes before alos he didn't have mariv. Daven shmoneh esrei before alos, after alos, you say birchas kriyashma with kriyashma, assuming you're an ones, leaving off the bracha of ashkivenu and baruch Hashem li'olam. I want to end with one short biralacha, the last one on the page, the last one of the simin. Divramaskal achar sholom adashachar kodem anetz. So the biralacha is a little bothered by the lashon of the mechaber over here. The mechaber said in Siv Dalud, hakorei kriyashma shel arvis. Achar she'ola omer hashachar kodem neitz lachama. After alos, before neitz. Why are you giving me so many speeches? You want to say it after alos, already it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem if you weren't an ones. Says the Biralocha, nokod hani trei lishni lashmin. And he mentions both lashonos. Number one, after omer hashachar. Number two, before neitz lachama. The below ones, if it's not a case of ones, afilu kara taketh mi she'ola omer hashachar gam kein eno yotzei. If you were not an ones, and you want to say it right after alos hashachar, you're not allowed to. Uba ones, and if you were an ones, afilu kra achakach, even if you read it after the beginning of after alos, kol shelo hene tzachama, so long that it did not reach tzachama, yotze, you are yotze, ken kasu aposkim. So the lashon of the mechaber, of akori kriyash v'shal arvis, achar sha'ol omen hashachar, kol hene tzachama, so it's telling us two chedushim. Number one, achar sha'ol omen hashachar is already no good if you weren't an ones. And all the way till Kodem Neitz Lachama would be okay all the way till then if you were an ones. That concludes Simen Reish Lamed Hey, and Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new Simen Reish Lamed Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.